This is John Batchelor, Conversation on Hotel Mars, my colleague and co-host David Livingston. We speak to two MIT astronomers, Julian DeWitt and Benjamin Rockham. We speak of a star system 40 light years away from Earth called TRAPPIST-1, that's the name of the star, and it has seven exoplanets that are either in or near to the habitable zone. Julian here describes why we care about TRAPPIST-1 so much, why it's worthy of all the attention it's getting from the James Webb Space Telescope and these esteemed gentlemen and their teams. TRAPPIST-1, ultra-cool dwarf, it's called. 40 light years away, a mere hop for Enterprise. Much more of this later.
Hey, good evening. It seems to me that the best way to start thinking about TRAPPIST-1, this ultra-cool dwarf star, is actually not to turn to our own sun, but to turn to Jupiter and its systems of moons, and look at how close they are to Jupiter, and appreciate the fact that something as small as Jupiter has managed to form planet, and then think of increasing a tiny bit the mass of Jupiter, just enough so that it could kickstart fusion and be a star per that classification. And you would basically be looking at a star like TRAPPIST-1. So TRAPPIST-1 is a star. It is 10 times smaller than our own sun, so literally the size of Jupiter, and it has managed to form in its vicinity seven Earth-sized planets. And so the reason why we care about these is because when you're such a small star, you're much cooler. Our own sun is 6,000 Kelvin or so. This star is about 2,500 Kelvin, which means you can take a planet and bring it much closer to the star and still have it be potentially habitable, meaning the right temperature to harbor liquid water. And the reason why we care about those stars is because they are so small that when you take a terrestrial planet and put it in front of it, it's masking a relatively significant portion of the star, which means it's easier to study planets that are as small as the Earth in front of such small star than it is in front of sun-like star.